I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for a final reminder on this day before the elections to make sure that you cast your vote. Here's more with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You know, we've already seen a lot of folks cast their ballots through the early voting and returning in absentee ballots. If you have an absentee ballot, it is not too late to vote. You can fill it out and drop it off at your clerk's office or in a drop box, or even bring it to the polls tomorrow and turn it in. So we just want to make sure that everyone who's not yet gotten their vote in has their plan to vote or turn their ballot in tomorrow. But don't throw any ballots in the mail. It's too late for that, but right. You can bring it in.
Now, we're looking at some numbers here this morning that are showing that over 1 million people have voted early in Michigan. You got almost 2 million absentees that have been, and this is as of yesterday's numbers. We don't even see the fullest yet here today. What are your thoughts when you see these kind of numbers coming in with voters that are eagerly casting ballots?
I am grateful that we changed the law to make it easier for people to participate. You know, the average person in this country, is juggling work or childcare or transportation. And so putting everyone in the polls on one day in this country doesn't work for everyone. And so the more we can do to make it easier for Michiganers to participate, the better. And as you can see, it speaks for itself. People have embraced it, and that's a great thing.
Now, when we look at this, and we're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer here today, the importance of getting out and voting, I think, is resonating with people because, as we know, this is a very divisive time in politics. There are a lot of people that are getting involved because they're passionate in their causes. Of course, we know what side of the ticket you're campaigning for as a Democrat, but really what's important to keep in mind, especially now when we go into tomorrow and then we start to see the numbers come in and then moving ahead from there?
Well, you know, I mean, we do have a stark choice in front of us, and Michiganers are smart and we're hardworking people. And so to really make sure that you understand, you know, the stakes of this moment and what these two candidates, the very different, you know, visions that they have. And I think it's also important for Michiganers to know we permit clerks to pre-process ballots. So I'm hopeful that we'll have a result before I turn in on tomorrow night, which will be late anyway, or at the very latest by the time we wake up on Wednesday, which is substantially earlier than last time around because we've now let our clerks pre-process. So just the last thing I'd like to make sure to, you know, share with folks, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in our clerk's office or in our Secretary of State's office, Michigan has boasted full, free, secure, and safe elections for decades. This will be no different. So Michiganers should have confidence in the outcome of this election and that their vote matters. It matters more than most other states right now, frankly, and that's why the whole world's descended on us, because we're going to decide, we're going to be the final decision on a lot of the things on this ballot.
That's the comments of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.